Today, caught in the coronavirus crosshairs.
Healthcare workers and emergency responders have been sounding the alarm about the shortages in supply for weeks. And as public health officials are anticipating to see a rise in COVID cases by mid-April, now the governor and state lawmakers are trying.
As supplies of protective equipment shrink, concern is on the rise for thousands of healthcare workers fighting on the front lines against the pandemic. I talk with Coin6 reporter Elise Haas about what Oregon Governor Kate Brown is doing to protect the safety of those trying to save lives before it is too late. It is Monday, March 30th, and this is the Coin Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic.
From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 digital exclusive.
It's been really alarming and heartbreaking to hear the stories on the front lines of people reusing face masks and not having adequate supplies.
So, Elise, 2 weeks ago, Oregon Governor Kate Brown enacted her Stay Home, Stay Safe campaign, and we both know a lot of things have changed since then.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's changing daily, and up to this point, it's changing hourly. People keep asking me, oh, what is the current situation in Oregon? And I always keep telling my friends who are in other parts of the country, I can't keep up sometimes because it's always changing. I have to go back and look. I think that everyone is trying to step up right now, but we're still trying to find solutions because we have a big problem on our hands, and I don't think we really know how bad it is yet.
We were warned to expect that things were going to get worse.
All the public health officials from the federal to the state levels have really been talking about mid-April. Mid-April is that point where likely see those cases boom, and that's when they're worried that our healthcare system will be overwhelmed.
So Monday, via Zoom, Governor Brown was back in front of the media. What was her message this time?
Of course, it's staying the same. Of course, staying home is going to be the biggest thing that people can do to protect themselves, of course, but more importantly, to protect healthcare workers at this point. They are running out of personal protective equipment or PPEs, things like gloves, face shields, gowns, protective masks, and they don't have any in a lot of scenarios. And it's getting really, really bad. There were stories that we heard from nurses in Central Oregon who are re-wearing their masks for weeks at a time. They should be worn once per patient visit. We have nurses in Portland, stories from them that they're wearing swim goggles instead of the face shield, having to do bandanas, trash bags, like you name it. The items that are just so far inferior and can even be more dangerous. There's one worker at OHSU. He's a respiratory therapist. He's 35 years old. He's now actually creating a will because he's worried that he needs to be able to protect his wife and daughter and make sure they're okay in the worst case scenario. So those are the stories that are coming out of these healthcare workers. And Governor Brown, some things that she's talking about that she's already done. She directed businesses like dentists to donate all of their PEs, and she's gotten hundreds of thousands of them. The private sector has given back too, and she's also calling on the Trump administration to get eased to Oregon from the federal stockpile.
Now, these PPEs, these are things that under normal circumstances, and we know these aren't normal, but under normal circumstances, hospitals have plenty of.
Oh, absolutely plenty. We just did a story even last week about how Salem Health, they ended up needing more masks. And so they asked the public to come and get kits to sew for them, which is, again, this is something that they would normally never do, but they are anticipating that they will run out in the next couple of weeks. Therefore, they have trusted the public to take these kits home and sew them themselves and bring them back to them.
Healthcare professionals from around the state, they've been warning about this dire shortage for several weeks.
Yes, this has been going on for weeks. Now, this is not something that we're just learning about. We knew this was coming, and I think that's where a lot of the frustration comes, and also the worry comes from these healthcare workers. You know, they said that they've been talking about this for a long time, and we're about to hit our break point. And some of them obviously already have, and a lot of them are saying it's now or never. The storm is coming.
Elise, like a lot of governors in the country, Oregon Governor Kate Brown is pointing a finger at the federal government for being a little slow to assist in the delivery of PPEs. What did she say about how she thinks her administration is doing?
She obviously has always been confident in what her administration is doing. I think that she's trying to mitigate but also minimize the impact to everyone at the same exact time, which is really difficult to do. They want to identify reserves of masks and equipment in other industries like construction and getting them to frontline workers. She also wants them to use all the federal government to speed up the immediate production of new equipment. And then, of course, ensuring that all frontline workers are easily tested so that would slow the spread of the virus. Testing has been one thing that she has been very critical of the federal government about this. Some things that our lawmakers are now doing. Oregon in the House, they passed the CARES Act. It's $15 billion for PPEs for healthcare workers. But the thing is, Jeff Merkley is saying that money can't buy what doesn't exist because everyone is out. And if they aren't out, they're gouging the price. Representative Suzanne Bonamici, she says she's working on breaking down manufacturing barriers. So that way local companies can start making it here because they don't want to rely on the federal government at this point because so far they haven't taken the right actions to get people within the federal stockpile. So they want local companies to start making N95 masks. Currently, there's only three companies that can do that. They're the ones who have patents on this. So Senator Merkley says that the quickest way to ramp up production is through the Defense Production Act. That's something that the president himself can act on to get companies quickly gear up to produce PEs. Because at this point, we can't wait on China. Can't wait on those like three companies to make them. So they're calling on the his authority to do that. It's kind of one big game of pointing fingers, but I think that no one was really prepared for this. And it's very obvious that from the top down, it's just not working.
In your reporting, what have you learned about how people listening to this can help?
I think a lot of people are trying to find ways to give back, trying to find ways to help. And some people are in situations maybe financially that they can give back, or they're in, you know, a dentist who can give their gear, those sorts of things. But honestly, a lot of people aren't in that situation. And the biggest thing that every single person can do is stay home, because the less people who come in contact with COVID-19, then the less people who are going to be in hospitals, the less PPEs that we will need, and the less healthcare professionals who are going to be at risk. And it's as simple as staying home.
Elise Haas, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ian.
Also today, Oregon Health and Sciences University in Southwest Portland announced that 12 members of its staff have tested positive for coronavirus. And Portland city officials announced the formation of the Small Business Relief Fund. It is intended to provide economic assistance to businesses hurt by the coronavirus pandemic. That will do it for me today. I'm Ian Costello for the COIN Podcast Network. Stay safe, stay home if you can, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
The COIN 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the COIN 6 Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.